そうなんです。لا لا لا قبل قبل بلغوا عني ولا آية أيوة طيب هذا مقدم الشيخ صار على الشيخ نعم خلاص نترك هذا ما نبدأ المقدمة الثانية بسري طيب الحكمة يا اخوان تأتي في القرآن بمعاني مختلفة تأتي في القرآن بمعاني مختلفة نعم لا بشري مجلس طيب يشهد بيارن ممكن ممكن طيب لا بأس وين كان قلتوا الحكمة عند القرآن comes in different meanings الحكمة could be the wisdom or the reason or the sunnah could be one of these things الحكمة as in the earlier here in the مقدمة ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة الحكمة هي دار السنة هو الذي بعث بالأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب وجه القرآن والحكمة وجه السنة عن نرسة أما بعد فإن الحكمة من خلق الجن والإنس ما معنى الحكمة هنا؟ The reason behind creating the jinn and mankind. Could be the wisdom, but here that means the reason more than you. Right. So, إذن الحكمة أو السبب من خلق الجن والإنس هو عبادة الله وحده. ليس عبادة الله. ليس الحكمة عبادة الله. هل الحكمة عبادة الله؟ وحده ليس الحكمة عبادة الله ليس الحكمة من خلق الخلق عبادة الله وإنما الحكمة عبادة الله وحده لذلك هنا في آية الداريات أكثر أهل العلم يحتج بها وقد قال الإمام ابن كثير في تفسيرها معنى يعبدون أي يوحدون You are understand that or I need to translate لكن في القرآن نجد تفسير هذا كما في سورة البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين الآية لم تقل ولا وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله ولكن قال مخلصين له الدين وهذه آية البينة آية 5 تفسر آية الذاريات آية 56 معنى يعبدون كما قال ابن كثير يوحدون الدليل على ذلك سورة البينة مجال سورة البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين طيب ولذا ممن بها الرسل وموردها نعم يعني بين الله عز وجل في القرآن السبب في خلق الخلق جميعا كل ذلك كما قال الله عز وجل وإن من شيء إلا ليسبح بحمده إلا ليسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبحه nothing there in the universe of what Allah created except that it glorifies Allah but in a way that you do not know that as in Surah Al-Najm also والنجم والشجر يسجدان so Allah Ta'ala mentioned that that these also prostrate for Allah. In the hadith that a prophet was bitten by an ant, so he burned a village of ants. Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to him to say, an ant bite you, so you destroy a complete tribe of ants that used to glorify and worship Allah. So from there we understand that Allah Ta'ala created everything to worship Him. Everything to worship Him. And to worship Him alone. To worship Him alone. And to know that, you can only go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Of course you can go back to what you see around you. You can use your intellect so you can know, but it is clearly there described in the Quran and the Sunnah. And from this is the ayah of Surah Al-Anbiya. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتْهُ. If there are other than Allah as gods in the heaven and here, it will be destroyed. How? Because once they do, and if you do, I will reward you. The one you say, don't do, and if you do, I will punish you. So it will destroy. It will destroy. It will get destroyed. And also in the Surah Talaq, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. So the one, Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهم. So the one who created the heavens and the earth is the one who should be worshipped. Is the one who should be worshipped. هذه سورة الفاتحة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. And the praising is the highest quality of worship. Praising Allah, glorifying Allah. That is the greatest quality of worship. And that is why glorifying was made to be the worship of the angels, the worship of the ants, the worship of everything else. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ الْحَمْدُ. نعم. طيب كلام ما كان ولم يزل غير السيز. نعم. ولما كان يعني بعد أن بينا أن الله عز وجل خلق الخلق لعبادته كما بين ذلك في الآيات التي ذكرناها, بين أن ذلك ممكن الوصول إليه عن طريق العقل. ولذلك في القرآن كثيرا يخاطب الله عز وجل العقول, أفلا تعقلون, أفلا تعقلون, أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل, أفلا ينظرون إلى الجبال, أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ما يمسكهن إلا الله. يعني when you think, when you look around you, you will come to a conclusion, to a belief that there must be one controller of all these things. Now you know it. Fine. How can you know why he created you? How can you know? You got now, you know that there is one who created you. How come to know who is he? How come to know why he created you? How come to know how to do what he wanted you to do? There is only through the messengers and books, meaning through the revelation. Through what he told you. Through what he told you. Because what is in the books, we mean books at the time when the messengers received them. Except the Quran, which will continue as revealed until the day of resurrection. Because Allah Ta'ala did not promise to protect and keep safe any book other than the Quran, as this is the last book. It must be preserved and saved. and rejected. So that's why Allah Ta'ala commanded us to go back to the Quran and Sunnah. To go back to the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said what? فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. By your Lord, they are not going to be believers, real believers, up until they return back to you in what they have of comfort. And also in the other ayah, Allah Ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمْ خِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not for a believer man or a believer woman, after Allah and His Messenger has given their judgment on whatever situation is, that they have their choice. But they go with what Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger said. And also, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَىٰ الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَىٰ الْأَمْرِينَ أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. All this because you cannot know what Allah Ta'ala wants from you, why He created you, except when you go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah did not talk to anyone else other than Muhammad. Yani from the people who are found after Isa. Allah did not talk to anyone, neither directly nor through the revelation, except prophets and messengers. And all the history of mankind, only prophets and messengers. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last messenger and prophet, so we have to go back to his clarification of what Allah Ta'ala wants from us to do and how to do it. And that's why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conveyed that very well. And we witnessed that. He conveyed it very well. As Allah Ta'ala commanded him, he advised the Ummah, and he had struggled for that, and he called people in private and in public, and he has done and fulfilled the duties of messenger very well. And he was harmed. And they were there. What does that mean? That means if you're going to go on his way, you're going to be harmed. You're going to be harmed. Don't think that it will become so nice and comfortable for you. No, it will be that hard and even much harder. Much harder. Now, and as Allah Ta'ala said that He, Allah Ta'ala, completed and perfected the deen before He has taken His messenger. Before He caused His messenger to die. He completed. So, what does that mean? We cannot do any ijtihad in bringing something new. But we do ijtihad to reach what He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. That's the only way we can. Every alim cannot do ijtihad to bring something new. And if he does, he is bad, he is mubtada. But he is doing, and the alim is doing the ijtihad to reach what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about and what he conveyed to the people. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 3, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام. So that the deen was perfected about 4 months or approximately 4 months before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was repassed. Why? Because in that day, in the day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala said this ayah. Reveal this ayah. Today, in that day, the deen is complete. And that's why the ulama said, after that day, there is no any ruling given. New ruling. There is no any ruling given after the day of Arafah in Hajjat al-Wada'. All that was before. So after that, there is no any new ruling. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أسكن بيت دابت على الإمام مالك سيد محال أن يظن بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه علم أمته الاستنجاء ويعلمهم التوحيد. It's impossible to believe that he صلى الله عليه وسلم taught his ummah how to يعني purify themselves, but he did not teach them توحيد. That is impossible, because if you mistake in wudu or purifying, this is يعني this will be considered يعني a mistake that would not take you out of Islam. But when you mistake in tawheed and you go worship other than Allah, that is, you know, that is a major thing, and you have gone out and beyond the fold of Islam. نعم وكان نعم يعني the complex of Quran in Medina continued the introduction to this book, valuable book, saying that وقد كان صلى الله عليه وسلم داعية إلى توحيد الله وإخلاص الدين لله. داعية وداعيا, both are correct. مؤنث ومذكر can be used for معنى داعيا and داعية. نعم. However, with the woman we يعني usually use داعية, but for man you can use داعيا and داعية, and it means invited or let me call it إلى توحيد الله وإخلاص الدين لله. That is the most important. 13 years يا إخوان مكة he صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 years purely توحيد, and after the إسراء المعراج 3 years mostly توحيد and صلاة, and in Medina another 10 years توحيد صلاة and the rest of the deen. Look to Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah Madaniya, was revealed in Medina, but it is all from beginning to the end about Tawheed. Beginning of it, Alif Lam Mim, Dalika Kitabu Al-Ghaiba Fihi Hudan Muttaqin. This is Tawheed. End of it, Aman Rasul Bima Unzila. This is Tawheed. In between, Tawheed. And the life. So, the Tawheed is the most important thing, and that's why يعني الله تعالى said in Surah An-Nahl آية 36 وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ الرَّسُولِ. Maybe we have sent to every nation a messenger. For what? Only to teach them wudu and salah? No, no, no. There is something more important than that, which is التوحيد. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاشْتَرِبُ الطَّاغُونَ. And the خصومة, the fighting, the conflict between the prophets and their nation was only based on Tawheed. You never find any nation that argued with their يعني prophet, why you make wudu like this? Why do you fast like that? No, you don't find. But أجعل الآلهة إلها واحدة, making all gods in one, واجتنبوا الطاغوت, واجتنبوا الطاغوت. نعم. And also in Surah Al-Anbiya, Ayah 25, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. Now لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. We have sent no prophet before you, no messenger before you, except that we reveal to him that verily there is no one worthy of worship, no God worthy of worship, but I, meaning Allah. So worship me. So worship me means me alone, meaning Allah alone. And also in Surah Zukhruf, Ayah 45, وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا أَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ آلِهَةً نَعْبُدُونَ. And ask, O Muhammad, those whom we send before you from our messengers, have we taken any gods to be worshipped besides the Rahman? How Allah is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that? Is Muhammad has any doubt? So Allah is telling him? No. Is Muhammad capable to ask those before him? No. But it means all you should take what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to you, because Muhammad is telling you exactly what was said to all those prophets and messengers, and what they said to their nations. And as he subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shura, Ayah 13, شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوح. is the first messenger. Noah is the first messenger. Before Noah, there were no messengers. Adam was the first prophet. And prophet means the one who gets the revelation, receives the revelation. And prophethood. This can be not necessarily for a messenger, but a messenger and other than messenger. Allah Ta'ala revealed to Musa, the mother of Musa. Allah revealed to Maryam. Allah revealed to Adam. And they were not messengers. They were not messengers. But the first messenger was Noah. And as Allah Ta'ala said here, وَنَحْشَرَ عَلَكُمْ الدِّينِ مَوَصَّبِهِ نُوحًا وَلَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِإِبْرَهِيمِ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. These are the أولي العزم من الرسل. These are the أولي العزم من الرسل. أولي العزم من الرسل are five. نوح, إبراهيم, موسى, موسى عيسى, and محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I began with شرع لكم الدين ما وصى به نوحا. This is the first. وما أوحينا إليك. This is the last. So it began with Noah, the first prophet, and the messenger, and Muhammad, the last messenger, and in between, وما أوحينا وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى. إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى. So what is that? What they were sent with? أن أقيم الدين. أن أقيم الدين means fulfill perfectly the deen. What is the deen? What is the deen there? It is as said earlier, وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ. All of this to worship only one God. And it was it was authentically reported in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه that the Prophet said, الأنبياء إخوة لعلات. What is إخوة لعلات here? The Prophets are إخوة. إخوة means brothers. لعلات means that they have one father and different mothers. Okay? Here is, he is giving example of what people can match and understand. He said, أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ شَكَّةٌ وَدِينُهُمْ. He did not say أبوهم. He said, وَدِينُهُمْ. He did not say father. He said, their religion. وَدِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ. Meaning the عقيدة. They believe, the creed is one. And here the أُمَّهَات means the way of how to implement the worship. It is different from one nation to another. All they were commanded to pray. All were commanded to fast. All were commanded to do Hajj, but on different forms. On different forms. But they were all told the same thing. Now, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah 48, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرَعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. كُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرَعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا, meaning the diversity of way of how to worship. And that's why it must be very clear for every Muslim that the aqidah, the creed, has no any possibility of yani ijtihad. We cannot do ijtihad with the aqidah. But I mean, when I say ijtihad, meaning without the dalil that we want to reach. But of course, you can do ijtihad with aqidah. But ijtihad to reach the haqq, not ijtihad to bring something new from your own mind. Aqidah must be taken from the Quran and the Sunnah, and that's it. Yani, nobody can come and say, but wallahi, the Imam, the Alim says, yani, if you ask the wali in the grave, it's okay. And he's Alim, Imam, he must say, no. It must be yani, evident, yani, clearly like that. This is the dalil. نعم. As Allah Ta'ala said, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه, to the end of the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 285, and that's why every believer must submit his situation to the iman and to the acceptance of what came from Allah Ta'ala, and that will guarantee for him security and safety in the day of resurrection and purifies the heart in this life. Allah, so we said that Allah has the different wives of one husband. He has children from different wives. So these children are brothers for Allah. They are from one father. They are not brothers from one mother. فلعل إن شاء الله تعالى نستكمل. We begin إن شاء الله next time from the تمهيد إن شاء الله تعالى. Remember that and put the side there because I usually mix them up. طيب تمهيد إن شاء الله. And let's now take one hadith from بلوغ المرام please. Last time we done the first hadith. Yes, we finished the first hadith. Yesterday, we just read it. Read it once again. Here in this hadith, after we talked about the book of Tahara, which explained what is Tahara, which to purify your body. Here it means to purify your body, but generally it means to purify your heart by the tawheed and your body by removal of all the impure objects and by performing wudu and ghusl for where it needs. In the first hadith, in Babul Miyah, the chapter of water, here Imam Hajar brought this hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira. This hadith is as we hear reported by Al-Arba'a Ibn Abi Shayba, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في البحر. What does that mean? Was he in the sea when he said that? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في البحر. And maybe it will be translated, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said one day in the sea. No, it was, he wasn't in the sea. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't see the sea, didn't go to the sea. البحر means عن or في حكم البحر. في حكم البحر نعم. هو الحل ميتته هو الطهور هو الطهور ميتته sorry هو الطهور ماءه والحل ميتته. الطهور أنا الطهور. الطهور بفتح الطاء الطهور ويعاق الطهور الطهور. الوضوء الوضوء. السحور السحور. فتح and ضم. الطهور الطهور. الفطور الوضوء الوضوء. السحور السحور. الطهور الطهور بفتح الطاء. That is the thing that you purify yourself with. In the water. Because he was asked about al-bahr. What does that mean? He was asked about everything in al-bahr. The shirks, the, what do you call that, the Quran, the fish, the, no. He was asked about the water. The water. And that's why he said, at-tahur, at-tahur. But at-tuhur is action. Tuhur by dhamm ta, this is the action, what you do. What you do, yeah. Somebody asks you, ماذا تفعل؟ أفعل الطهور. You didn't say أفعل الطهور. لأنك أنت لا تفعل الطهور. الذي يفعل الطهور هو الله. لأن الطهور يعني الماء. ها؟ كما في القرآن, وأنزل عليكم ماء طهورا. طهورا. So, this is the meaning. Same thing with as-sahur and as-suhur. Now, as-suhur is what? Is the act, the action. When you eat the food for before fajr for fasting, that is called sahur. But as-sahur يزفون السلب ذات الإيد، يزفون الإيد. طيب أو الطهور ماء ذا ما الآخر باوت الوتر أوني هو إذن شمال إذن شمال كنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن سيد يا رسول الله يا رسول الله we are sailors or fishermen and we take a little of the fresh water with us that enough that is only enough for drinking so if we make wudu with it we may die after us can we perform wudu from the sea of the water why the man ask that one why did the man ask because they knew earlier that the water if it is not changed from how it came from the heavens by the smell or taste or color then this is good for wudu and the seas change the three are changed the smell is changed the taste is changed and the color is changed so that's why he asked so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم answered him and gave him a new information that he did not ask about he did not ask And this is called in Arabic, أسلوب الحكيم. أسلوب الحكيم. The Mufti is asked about one thing, and this thing, يعني shows that this person has no knowledge. Okay? So if he will ask about the wudu, of course one day he will run out of food. So what he's going to ask sometime later about, يعني what is halal of the seafood? So he said, what is dead there because the ruling already given that the dead animals are not lawful to eat so this man might hear this hadith and then get in confusion again about the dead animal of the sea and that's why he said al-tahur ma'uhu wal-hillu maytatu what does that mean when you see fish floating over the surface of the sea you can take and eat You can take and eat. Why, Ikhwan? They say every animal that does not meet the zakah, then you can eat it if it dies. And if you see animals, even if you catch them, you don't do the zakah, you don't slaughter. You don't slaughter them. So you can eat them. Now, same thing with the, we'll come to that hadith, inshallah. So, هو الطهور ما هو الحل ميتته. The narrator of this hadith is Abu Huraira. We all know Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira is a great Sahabi. The ulama has different opinions on his name and his father's name. Ibn Hajar preferred Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. And others like Sheikh Muhammad Adam, a majority prefer Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. Sheikh Muhammad Adam prefers Abdullah. عبد الله ابن شكر صخر يمين لا عبد الله ابن عبد الشمس نعم there are a lot of different names of Abu Huraira but the most famous one is عبد الرحمن بن صخر الدوسي and this means he is from the tribe called Daws. Daws today is a small town in the land of Zahran. Bani Ghamid al-Zahran in al-Baha, near al-Baha. This tribe, the whole area, did not used to be known by Ghamdi or Zahrani. This came later. As well as the tribe where I am from, where they call them Malki today, they were not used to be known that time by Malki, but by Bajali. Bajali refers back to Bajira. Bajira today is a small town there. Small town there. So, Dawsi is referring back to the tribe, the Arabian big tribe from Dawsi. And, now, he said, Rawahu, Akhradi al-Arba. Who are the Arba? Who are these Arba? The four? نصائي ترمذي أبو داود وابن ماجه بخاري and Muslim are not included when they say أخرجوا الجماعة they are included when they say أخرجوا السكتة they are included نعم Why do they say that al-arba'a and it does not include them? Because Bukhari and Muslim, their hadith are sahih. And here, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Nasa'i, Abu Dawud, has some hadith, some of them, majority are sahih, like Nasa'i, Tirmidhi, and the number is ba'if. And others, like Abu Dawud, middle, Ibn Majah, yani, Namur, ba'if, and yani, the rest number is sahih. So, وابن أبي شيبة. أبو شيبة is Abu Bakr. It's called Abu Bakr. Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Shayba. He has a book called Al-Musnad. He has a book called Al-Musnad. And he is one of the shuyukh of Bukhari and Muslim. He is one of the shuyukh that Bukhari and Muslim narrated. You see that in Bukhari. Haddathana ibn Abi Shayba. And there are two ibn Abi Shayba. Him, Abdullah and his brother. Yeah. And then he said, وَاللَّبْضُ لَهُ. Look, وَاللَّبْضُ لَهُ means this hadith. This, now this statement in this hadith is not, does not belong to the Arba'ah. The Arba'ah reported it by a closer statement. Gives the same meaning, but the statement is a little bit slightly different. But this particular hadith belongs to Ibn Abi Shayba. It's there in his book, Al-Muslim. وصححه ابن خزيمة. وصححه ابن خزيمة. خزيمة is ابن خزيمة. He's الحافظ الكبير, إمام الأئمة. He's known by إمام الأئمة. إمام الأئمة. شيخ الإسلام أبو بكر محمد بن إسحاق ابن خزيمة. ابن خزيمة. He was in خراسان. And then he said, "What Tirmidhi? And the Tirmidhi is known to you is the Imam, the famous Imam Muhammad ibn Sawra, al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah." Ibn al-Tirmidhi said after he reported this hadith in his Sunan, he said, "Hada hadith Hasan sahih, wa sa'altu Muhammad ibn Ismail Bukhari an hada hadith, wa qala hadith sahih." سألته. Now Tirmidhi is authenticating this hadith after testing the chain of narration, and he said, and I also asked Imam Bukhari. He was a sheikh. Bukhari was a sheikh. So he asked him, I've heard this hadith, and he said, what do you think about this Islam? He said, this is hadith sahih. Now. As brother Abu Abdullah read in his edition there, رواه مالك في الموطأ. In the Muwatta it says that Abu Hurairah said that a man came to Rasulullah, جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in Musnad Ahmad, رجل من بني مدلج. من بني مدلج. And in الطبراني اسمه عبد الله. So these are all extra information. فقال يا رسول الله إنا نركب البحر. This is the additional statement in the text. ونحمل معنا القليل من الماء. فإن توضأنا به عطشنا. أبنا نتوضأ به. So we carry, we get into the sea and we get with us a little fresh of the fresh water. كان يعني unfortunately. If we use it for wudu, we will not have water for drinking. Then, and in Abi Dawood, there is something extra. بماء البحر. أبا نتوضأ بماء البحر. أبا نتوضأ بماء البحر. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم والطهور ماءه الحل ميتته. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم here showed us that the water, although the original ruling, if it changes, if it loses one of the three characters, the three characteristics of it, the water, the smell, the color, or the taste, then it is not good for wudu. Except for the sea. But what about the will? The will also changed. The taste and smell changed. It goes. little bit green, and it is tasty, taste of soil. We don't have any hadith clear from that, but what they used to do, because they used to get the water from the well, and they used to make wudu with, so this proves to us that this change does not affect on the water to make it not good for wudu. Same thing if we have a lake or a pool. Now, and we'll come to that. The amount of water also prevents from the impurity of it, as what we are going, inshallah, to see in the coming hadith, inshallah ta'ala. By that we end up our... But here, one thing. Al-Hillu Maytato. Some of the ulama said, if there is, some of the, like Ibn Hajar, for example, said the animals which lives in the sea, if it looks like the animals on land, and in land you don't eat them if you find them dead, so you don't eat them if it belongs to the sea, too. But that is refuted by the majority of the ulama. However, if an animal which lives usually in the land, like a goat or a horse or whatsoever, got into the sea and died there, we cannot eat it. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ وَالْحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ, and this belongs to the sea. And sheep or cow or whatsoever does not belong to the sea. So from there we know if it dies there, we cannot still eat it. Because some ulama said, whatsoever dies there, they said that maytatu means the sea killed it. No, but it does not mean it dies there in the sea. But the pronoun refers back to the sea, it means it is of it, it is from it. نعم والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.